Welcome, oh welcome, to Praise of Songs with 95BFM Program Director Sarah Thompson.
This sting really gets me somewhere deep in the psyche.
It really does.
I love it. Hey Sarah, how are you?
I'm okay, how are you?
I am very well, thank you. I'm excited to hear about these tunes. What have you brought us today from the BFM playlist?
From the BFM playlist, I'm going to start with something that is from Tamaki Makaurau. It's from an album called Jazz from the Underground Nightclubs of Aotearoa, Volume 1.
Cool. Ooh,
Volume 1 and Volume 2 came out very close together, almost at the same time, even on a Bandcamp page called Kiwi Jazz. But Kiwi Jazz is spelt K-I-W-I-J-A-H-Z-Z.
Jazz.
Exactly. Kind of feel like you have to do this while you're saying it.
And have a little moustache.
Kiwi Jazz is the project of Trioglodyte. Trioglodyte is also the project of Jeff Henderson. Jeff Henderson, BFM listeners may know, as one of the lovely people who runs Audio Foundation. Also an incredible improvisational reed player. So in Trioglodyte, he plays saxophones of all different types and is joined by Eamon Edmondson-Wells and Chris O'Connor on bass and drums, respectively. So the two albums I mentioned, Jazz from the Underground Nightclubs of Aotearoa, were both recorded at the Wine Cellar by St. Rowan Evans.
As he is officially known.
Yeah. This particular one was recorded in September of last year with some very special guests. There is Paul Taylor on percussion and electronics, Bonnie Stewart on drums, and Crystal Chu on keyboards, who you will also know as the angelic voice and key monarch from Phoebe Rings. Here doing really wacky, amazing, experimental, improvisational jazz piano.
Amazing.
So, most of the tracks on this album are expansive jams. So trying to find something to put on playlist is a little tricky. So I had a chat with Jeff and said, hey, do you mind if I split one of my favourites into movements?
Nice.
And we're just going to put the first movement on playlist and hopefully pique people's interest so they can go and check out the beautiful expansive albums themselves in their full glory. The track I've picked is called Bra Joe from Kilimanjaro. The track itself is over 18 minutes long.
Whoa.
But we've split it up and we're going to play part one for you now. So this is Trioglodyte with special guests and Bra Joe from Kilimanjaro.
Oh yeah.
Part one.
Thank you.
This is excellent.
I love this.
This is great, huh? Zoe was just saying how much it reminds you of possibly being a spy.
Yeah.
Yes. It does.
So this is one of the more accessible bass-led pieces on the album. If you like your jazz on the more wacky side, both Volume 1 and Volume 2 of Jazz from the Underground Nightclubs of Aotearoa has plenty to provide.
Listen to this. Is this Crystal?
I think so, yes.
It's like
very
otherworldly.
Cool. It is.
Almost space jazz. The albums themselves have beautiful artwork on their covers, courtesy of excellent jazz drummer Julian Dine.
Nice.
Who has a formidable jazz record collection and whose painting seems to definitely be influenced by the covers of his favourite albums.
Cool. So remind us of the name and the crew behind this one.
So this is a collective put together by Trioglodyte. Trioglodyte are a jazz improv trio helmed by the man himself, who you're just hearing having a toot. This is Jeff Henderson.
Oh, he just stopped. I know there he is.
Jeff Henderson, also one of the angels that runs Audio Foundation, without whom Auckland would be a much more boring, less noisy place. Also recorded at Wine Cellar by another angel, Rowan Evans. So if this is your sort of thing, go to kiwijazz.bandcamp.com. Except Kiwi Jazz is spelt like you're doing this. K-I-W-I-J-A-H-Z-Z.
Jazz, darling. All right, what else have you brought us here, Sarah?
I have brought you an album track from the brand new Hoare and Adam Tukiti release. Silver Scroll nominee, Adam Tukiti.
Yeah, hard out. I was very stoked to see Adam on that list.
For their track with Rizvan, Anna on My Life. However, this is a collaborative album with someone Tukiti has made a lot of work with for many years. They're both members of Valleyside Boys, which is a South Auckland hip-hop crew. And Hariru, the name of the album that they've made together, it's a 15-track album which came out recently, is basically a loan noun in Te Reo Māori for handshake.
Nice.
So it's a handshake between the pair of them, a full collaboration. And Tukiti says himself of the release, Hariru came about when I was just trying to make music fresh after becoming a dad and not being able to make my own beats as much. It just felt natural to me, as Hoare is able to knock out beat after beat. So I figured we'd just do a whole bunch and then release them. It's a great album, front to back. I really struggled to pick a single after Jesus Pieces, which was on AB Rotate here for a very long time. That was the lead single that came out in June. I'm probably going to replace this with another one in a few weeks' time. That's how strong the release is. You can listen to it yourself on all DSPs. But the track we've picked for now is called Waits for No One. Let's have a listen.
Many hours I was sleeping on me. Yeah, sleeping on me I was. Reading from speaking on things I duck. If they won't lay it out, we can discuss. Tell them how Ozzy gets me up. I'm out there drama, just need me a 3-3. Still Valley Boys, I don't like BB. Spread love, don't gotta be PC. Show love, it's love you receive it. To a Cali, still doing damage to the tissue. In the room of Scally, getting woozy, that's just front of enemies. I got a lot on my plate. Still pushing the mold through all in the phase. All gas, no brakes. Trying to bring in the war to the 23 and get popping them crazy. I got a lot on my plate. Working a job most days. Spending more time with my fam. Still got a lot for my maze. Tell them I don't want no credit. Tell them to give it to themselves. Everyone's fighting a battle. Gotta get out and stay out. I ain't on about what you is. Am I wrong to say you're not ruthless? Cause you're not the same with your dudes is. When you posted up, hungry to do it. We all got demons, I work through mine. We all got problems, that's just life. You're wasting the platform, wasting their time. Time waits for no one, only comes when it's right. Time waits for no one, only comes when it's right. Time waits for no one, only comes when it's right. When it's right, when it's right, when it's right, when it's right.
That was mean. What was that, Sarah?
That was Hoare and Adam Tukiti. That was an album track from their just-released album, Hariru. You can listen to that on your favourite DSP, and it's pretty hard to stop listening to.
It's a really, really cool record. All right, two from Aotearoa and now one from overseas. Who are we talking about now?
One all the way from Moscow, even. This is Kate Levansky. This is the first single released from a forthcoming album called Liminal Soul. Let's have a listen to it before we talk about it, because it's pretty special. This is called Posmotri na Nebo. I hope I said that correctly.
Nice.
Which she has translated into English as Stars Light Up, but it also kind of means look at the sky. You're dancing a lot today, Rachel. It's good to see.
And it's good to keep, you know, the energy levels up. Just a bit of a boogie in the studio. What is the name of that track, Sarah?
That is called Posmotri na Nebo, or The Stars Light Up. It is the first track from a forthcoming full length from Russian producer, musician, Kate Levansky. The full length will be called Liminal Soul. The full length before this one was called Your Need. We played a lot of tracks from it on BFM. It was more four to the floor, more break, more dance. Mm. She toured it extensively. She nearly even came here.
Broke my heart.
Although fate intervened and she didn't quite make it. Maybe we'll see her on this tour of this album. But with extensive touring, Kate Levansky was saying she felt really oppressed by constantly being in nightclubs, losing a bit of her sense of self, losing her connection to nature. Kate Levansky in Russian, I believe, oh, I'm sorry if I get this wrong, means Lebanese cedar. It is a type of tree.
Oh, true.
So she's
okay.
Always felt a real connection to the natural world, particularly in her hometown in Moscow. So this is her taking all of her house knowledge and her production knowledge and making something which sounds a bit more twinkly, a bit more like looking up at the sky, as the title tells us.
It's beautiful. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Nice to hear some new stuff from her as well.
Her vocals have been compared to Björk. She's taking influences here from Dina Marker, from everyone, from Aliza Crampton to Terry Riley. So it's a bit more twinkly, a bit more contemplative, but still has those house elements that we've come to love from her.
Awesome. So a bit of Kata Levansky, Hoare and Adam Tukeri, and Trioglodyte as well. Thank you very much, Sarah. Some excellent songs. Oh, last thing, what's DSP? Someone wants to know.
Sorry, I come in here fresh from about 250 emails and forget that I'm speaking in program director jargon. DSP stands for Digital Streaming Provider. So your Spotify, your Apple Music. And I guess the only reason I say DSP is I don't want to...
direct you to one in particular.
I don't want to advertise because none of them really pay the artists properly.
Yeah. You know what? Buy it on Bandcamp if you can, or buy it from a record store, or listen to it on your favourite radio station, BFM.
Go in peace. Praise of Songs with 95BFM program director Sarah Thompson.